What's up, everybody? All right. Welcome to Bedum Biz. Anthony Frieda here by myself today. Solo episode's going to be a short one. Been a little, been a ghost lately. You know, just getting some life stuff together. That's about it, you know? So, I'm going to call this drumroll episode. It's short, it's sweet, and the drum roll essentially is... that I'm not going to be by myself on this show. I'm going to have a co-host. And I'm not going to reveal that person's name, because that person has already been on the podcast. And yeah, I'm actually pretty excited. We're gonna have, I mean, I think the amount of artists, musicians that we're, you know, that we're gonna talk to now has just expanded so much. So I'm gonna be so cryptic. I'm not even gonna say, like, is it a he? Is it a she? Is it a whatever? I'm not telling you. You gotta find out. It's gonna be great. I think you all are going to dig it. The two of us just together, even without a guest, is awesome. I love talking to this person. So that's right. So probably the next episode you'll hear will be with us. It'll be the new improved Bedum Biz. All right, for now, I'm not actually at my home. And I'm not going to say where I am. I'm just not at home. So we can argue that I'm doing a remote recording of this podcast, which I think is kind of cool. So, I have a drum set in front of me still. Very fun. Cool little kit, actually. Cool little kit here. I have not much to talk about other than just wanted to say this is a drum roll episode. We got some cool stuff on the way. Cool guests on the way. The only thing I could talk about recently was I've made a list of, like, songs that I like doing drum covers. If you don't know what a drum cover is, it's basically, you can just type in drum cover on YouTube and millions of them will come up. It's just a drummer playing along to a song, basically. I like to pick songs that have a hip-hop or electronic beat to it. Or it's just a really intricate drum part from a drum, you know. But it's just fun to play. It's kind of impressive to, you know, to see somebody play it. I'm going to get a take that I'm playing it well. And especially if it's electronically based, I'm going to try to replicate, you know, the feel of the song and all that stuff. So, yeah, I've been coming up. I have a list of stuff. So I just did two of them last week. Bruno Mars has so many, like, I think has a bunch of great songs to learn as far as drumming goes. So the first one I did was That's What I Like. You know, I got a condo in Manhattan.
Right.
That's what I like. The beat is cool. It's like, very cool, very, very hip. And then the other one, of course, is Finesse. Yeah. Very fun, very cool, challenging. But, you know, there are plenty of other songs on there that are really fun to play, challenging in the best way. Yeah, should be fun. Should be cool. You know, and I was just thinking about, like, how can you make it, you know, I think a lot about content lately. Can't really be on stage in front of people lately, right? So, how can I? Yeah, just making content, and I really did think about like, how do you make it short, but taste really good piece of content, and you know, oh cool, I'm gonna follow that person. So I thought like, yeah, you do songs people know, but that are obviously they got to be. I have to like playing the songs. I'm not gonna fucking do a song I don't like. I like playing the song. It's got a cool challenge to playing it, or you know, in some way, and then I can basically highlight, you know, highlight, hey, this is what the drums are for this tune. Yeah, so doing like drum covers again, or yeah, that should be fun. I like doing them. I've done them in the past. And yeah, I got not much. I don't have much to say this week. I just wanted to give you guys an update while you haven't heard from me. Yeah, been, you know what? I'll talk about music, like as a fan, what I've been listening to lately. So much Jordan Rakai, his album Origins, even Wallflower. I mean, the drums are great. I'm trying to remember the drummer's name that plays for him, and he also, I think, records him. So good. Jim McRae, that's his name. Jim McRae, yes, yeah, very good. Got to shout him out. So good. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So yeah, you got to check out these records, Wallflower and Origins. Even the one before that, I think, is damn good. I mean, so all of Jordan Rakai's music is fucking good, man. Just like meaningful music, I would call it. You know, you could tell like somebody, man, this is meaningful to them. They're trying to express something both lyrically and musically, in the best way in our modern day. You know, I would say like trying to like search for a sound, search for a vibe, something that's fresh, and he's successful, without a doubt. And the other person I've been listening to is Tom Misch, another UK guy, and his fucking album Geography is so good. It's so good. Oh, and by the way, saw Jordan Rakai in concert. I didn't see Tom Misch in concert, but I've seen both of them doing like live stuff. Tom Misch's band, when they were touring with this Geography album, dude, on fucking real. So good. You know how bands play the tracks? And for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, bands that you like or artists that you like will... I'm going to use Coldplay. I'm going to throw them out there. I've seen them. I like Coldplay a lot, actually, and I've seen them. It was a good show. However, you see four guys on stage, right? Well, listen to their music. Do you count just four sounds? I think you're going to count way more than four sounds. This is something that happens. It's easier to get away with just like a solo artist. It's like, oh, well, of course that solo artist is going to hire all these people to play these instruments, you know. But when you're in a band and you got three members like Green Day, but wait, there's like two guitar parts. You know, these are the things that happen. Now, sometimes Green Day would take an extra guitar player with them on the road, and that way they can cover all the parts, and that's cool. I have much respect. That person's just like extra. They're not really a member of the band. And that's cool. That's fine. I think that person is like, I'm fine with that. But getting back to a band like Coldplay, you know, you'll hear like an organ. There's nobody playing organ. You'll hear percussion. There's nobody playing percussion. You know, synth. Nobody playing synth. Multiple guitar parts. Only one guitarist. So that's because they're playing to... Think of it like this. When these bands record... In the studio, they record all the parts, right? So they'll have the bass part, the guitar part, right? Well, imagine being able to mute certain channels, like the vocals, for instance. You're going to have Chris Martin as the singer singing all those vocals. So let's just take that and mute it, and we'll have the actual guitar and bass track, let's say, or piano, whatever it might be, in the background. And then these guys are going to play along with this on stage. Like, it's not like they're not... It might be an extra guitar part, and the guitar player on stage is playing a different part. And the bass player, let's say, is playing the bass. Or maybe sometimes I saw the bass player playing like a little mini synth or something like that. And then you'll hear bass in some regard and synth, but you'll hear other sounds. Drummer, and everybody's got, you know, obviously headphones in or earplugs in. Sorry, not earplugs. They're called in-ear monitors. That way they can have a very isolated, clean mix of everybody's sound while they play. And the drummer's got, pretty sure a drummer has everything and then a click track, you know, like, which means it's basically a metronome. That way everything is together. I bring this up because Tom Misch and Jordan Rakai, both of them, pretty sure they didn't have any tracks. They covered pretty much everything you heard. Both had very good drummers with them and a percussionist. And sometimes when I see a percussionist in a group, I always go, why is that person there? What are they actually doing? And I'm not trying to be a dick about that. Sometimes I do see, it's like, why are you there? What are you actually doing? And by the way, when I say that, it's because they're barely adding anything. And then I think, but then I see their rig, right? And they have all this shit with them, but they're really just playing a tambourine and a shaker. And while that stuff is cool and it adds to stuff, you think about, like, did you need to bring this person on the road with them? And I almost feel like, wow, respect to them for keeping it minimal, for real, and not, like, stepping on anybody's shoes and stuff like that. Like, respect to those people on stage playing percussion. But sometimes you're always like, all right, well, that person's extra. And you got to wonder, is it there for show or whatever? Is these percussionists, both of these people that were on the tours with Tom Misch and with Jordan Rakai, these guys were so necessary. When you listen to the album and you listen to the percussion parts with the drums, you're like, man, those two parts have to be there for this song. It's important to this song. And they do it. And they do it right live. And it's unreal. So clean and good. I mean, it's very impressive. Extremely impressive. Exciting. I get excited by things like that. So I highly recommend diving into Jordan Rakai and Tom Misch. Just want to mention Tom Misch's, I guess his latest one was called Different Band, like behind him, different musicians with him. It was called What Kind of Music, I think it's called. And he had a drummer named, shit, I have to look this up. See, I don't know the names of drummers, everybody. This is really bad. I'm a fucking drummer. Give me a second. What the hell is this guy's name? Yusef Days. That's right. Yusef Days. Very good drummer. Very good drummer. Like, really good. What a sound, too. Like, so check out Tom Misch and Jordan Rakai for sure. And in that crew of those artists, there are, without a doubt, some other artists to check out. I got a shout out because I just recently saw a clip, like, you know, I've mentioned Mark Juliana before, really good drummer, really well-known drummer. And I saw him that he was playing with St. Vincent on SNL and playing so fucking good. I mean, like, forget the song for a second. The song I liked and the performance was very good, but the drums were driving it. Oh my God. The drums and I think some synth thing was driving this thing. And he was, I mean, the energy that this dude was playing with. And I hadn't seen him in a gig like that ever, really. Playing on a, you know, with like a pop act like that. And it was great. It was great. And then I went and listened, because I always have to do this, right? I was like, all right, well, that's how Mark played, right? And he fucking had played with balls, right? I got to hear the original track. And I heard the original track, and I was like, it ain't, man, Mark brought so much to that, so much more to that in that performance on SNL. Who knows why? And it doesn't matter. I think it's amazing. It was so cool to see that. Because, you know, you think about in the pandemic, you think about drummers, like, and not just drummers, all the musicians that I really love, like, I mean, I think about Mark Juliana, Nate Wood, Evan Marion, Jason from Now Versus Now, the new drummer for the recent drummer for Now Versus Now, what's his name? God damn, can't remember drummers' names, guys. This is not a joke. I swear to God, not a running joke. It should be. It'd be funny. I'd be way funnier. I'll just rattle off other names. Donnie McCaslin. Justin Tyson was the drummer for Now Versus Now. The bass player from Now Versus Now. Was it? I can't even ever. Panagiotis Andrau. I don't know. I'm sorry if I butchered this guy's name. I'm so sorry. You know, Jojo Mayer and his guys in Nerve. Jacob Berkson, I think is the guy's name. Yeah, the keyboardist. And then John Davis, the bassist. All of these New York musicians who have fucking entertained my life, you know, truly inspired my ass to get better. And every time I would see them, would continue to, right? I thought about this with this pandemic, man. Like, it's the fucking worst thing, and you couldn't prepare for it. And I just hope that these guys were able to just fucking anchor themselves into what they've done and their success thus far, and you know, hold on, and then that way when they hit the stage again, oh my God, dude, the fire. And that's I think why I got lit with Mark playing, you know, because he was playing with a fucking fire, dude. I was visceral. I was like, oh my God, I love this. And I heard it from my phone speaker. I have a good phone, but do you know, it translated through a fucking phone speaker. That's what we need, man. That's the power of live music. I don't care who is hosting SNL. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go watch that episode. But I will watch that performance of St. Vincent playing whatever song that was. Go check it out. It was really cool to see that. I've been really inspired by Chris Dave too, because I've been recording with Pat Dalby. I had him on the podcast, bass player, really good bass player, and we're working on something. Let's just say that we're working on something. We have plenty of material and. A lot of it is hip-hop inspired. That's all I'll say. And Chris Dave has been a major inspiration for me in the ideas that I'm laying down on this material with Pat. So, God, he's so good, man. Every time I watch Chris Dave, it's just like... He is so creative. And consistent. Time. Feel. I mean, like, dependable, man. Dependable pocket. And he'll fucking... He'll just... It's like if you ask him to do something... If you ask him to add tension to the beat, he'll surprise you with something really interesting that you couldn't think up yourself. The way he responds and blends in with whatever style you might be going for. I mean, he could sit in with, oh my God, it's just, he's so good. He's so fucking good. So I got to shout out Chris Dave, man. You know what? I mentioned Tom, you know what? I want to do this because I mentioned Tom Misch and I mentioned the drummer he was with most recent, which was, Yousef Days. I want to shout out the bass player and the drummer that he toured with on the Geography tour, because those two, I mean, unreal. Let's see if I can find this shit, man. This is the stuff I that bums me out, because like in jazz, having somebody, a specific person on horn, drums, piano, you know, bass, it changes, man. It's like you have a different personality. You know, just by looking at a lineup, okay, this show's going to be different. And you kind of can, sometimes it's like, how are these cats going to mix together, you know? Sometimes it's like, okay, I know kind of what to expect, but in a good way, like, I know what to expect. And I just know, I don't know what exactly is going to happen, but I know it's going to be great. And I know it's still going to be, oh my God. You know, so just fresh, I guess. Jamie Houghton, if that's how you say your name, dude, you're awesome, man. You're fucking awesome. And then on bass, come on, really? Do they not have this person listed here? They gotta have this person. Because this dude is so good, man. That's not cool. Oh, that's a bummer. This person should be on. Damn it. All right, I'll have to find that, but anyway, I'm just basically saying there's so much good music still out there, and I've some of my favorite music. People in what I do and outside of what I do even say, oh, music's not the same anymore. It sucks these days. I mean, yeah, the most accessible stuff kind of does suck, but it's watered down stuff. It's designed to grab everybody, you know, and it's almost like everybody likes Coca-Cola because it's got so much sugar. You know what I mean? It's powerful, has a strong, powerful flavor. It's very sweet, right? That's how you get everybody to drink it. If, you know what I mean? That's why, do you hear people like going crazy for seltzer water? Oh my God, that LaCroix or whatever it's called. Oh my God, the bubbly. I love bubbly, but like nobody's talking about, oh my God, have you had a bubbly? You know what I mean? But people will say, oh my God, I love Coca-Cola. Or people are like, fuck Coca-Cola, I love Pepsi. And then you have that argument, right? Or I love seltzer, I love 7-Up, I love Dr. Pepper. Does it make sense to you? Am I kind of hitting the nail on the head here? So, but honestly, you might really like a really good coffee. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. With, you know, or a really good cocktail. Just something a lot more nuanced. Challenges you in a certain way, but it hits you in the perfect place where you don't even need that soda. And that, I would say Tom Misch, Jordan Rakai, I would say Hiatus Coyote, who they have a new album, I think, that they're working on, which I'm super excited for. Robert Glasper, Now Versus Now, all these cats that I've always mentioned on this show, like, they've disproven that thought, which is when I take a peek into what's most accessible musically, I am so disappointed for the most part. When my head starts to go, God, is there anything good these days? And I think about these cats, it's like, absolutely. In the last 10 years, some of my favorite music has been written and produced and released. And that keeps me going. I mean, that really fills my soul to know that, you know? And it's exciting for the future. So anyway, I think I've talked enough, actually, about this. I've said what I want to say. Just, I needed to shout out this music. And I played a little bit. Maybe I'll play it my way out. But anyway, it's good to be back. I didn't really go anywhere, but I'm back, you know what I mean? And looking forward to introducing the new co-host of the show. All right, buddy. I'm going to play out. But don't biz to you.